Hey guys, welcome to Stories from the Heart. I'm your host Catherine, and I have three amazing guests with me, and they are going to be introducing themselves.
Hi everyone, my name is Lady Boss Olive in the building. Yeah.
Hey everyone, my name is Caleb Ikenowajiku. I am editor, one of Umutumaganta, importer, exporter, reporter, jukota, deporter, exporter, exquire.
And my name is Uche. I'm a photographer, and I'm glad to be here.
Okay guys, like you've heard it from my guests, like we have the loud ones, the one with plenty long nails, and we have the simple ones. So if you've heard the snippets, you know what the gist, what the topic is about. Yeah. So today we're just going to be hitting the nail on the head. We are going to be speaking on sibling disagreement, and I'm going to be throwing certain questions to my guest and me.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So, what should you guys should define siblings for me, please. What would you say a sibling is? I mean, who would you say a sibling is?
I am a little. Okay. Love belongs to you.
Okay, a sibling. Come on. Sibling, I will. I have sibling.
Is it really? Do you think the people that have seen us the most?
So, you finished.
and one thing that you cannot take away from them, one thing that you would always, like, when you know them, outside they will share, find a way to embarrass you. Even when you're trying to be serious, like I'm trying to be like so serious with life, you will just find a way to
Lady Boss.
I should explain what a sibling is.
What is a sibling? Everybody has spoken.
Oh yeah, no. So it's thoughtful. Sibling are people where my papa and mama born with me now. Like those people where they OGs from the same, you know, womb and all of that, you know.
Okay, yes.
Can you call somebody who's like, maybe your parents has, your dad has another wife, mm-hmm. and you know there's sibling and there's sibling. Mm-hmm. Yes, can you call that kind of person your sibling?
Technically, the person is still your sibling.
Yeah. But, you know, it depends on the relationship though.
Yeah.
Depends.
Most of us, I think the thing is that if we're from the same mother, but like a family where like it's mother and father, like no extra stepmother or stepfather, I feel like those are the people like we see as our main siblings. You understand? Like our main people. But like in a case where you have like a stepmother or a stepfather, and probably they give birth to another child, and that person automatically becomes your sibling, but like step brother or stepsister, I feel like most times we don't. I don't know how to put it. You guys understand what I'm trying to say? Yes, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay, guys. So for the next question, how do you control a sibling disagreement, a sibling fight? Let's use the word fight. How do you control that?
Fighting. Personally, you know they punch each other.
No. It doesn't have to be physical. It doesn't
sometimes
have to
we actually
be.
Do.
But like yes, physically. Mouthly, you know,
what?
Verbally, how do you guys control yourselves?
Okay, I for one think that it depends on like how many siblings you have. Because me now that I have four siblings.
You have three.
I'm sorry, my siblings are in the building. Yeah. I have three siblings. I feel like if one person is having disagreements with the other person.
One thing you should understand is this argument will come.
Definitely.
Well, it boils down how you handle your situation.
Yeah.
Boils down to your own personality.
Yes,
and
person,
they perceive you, how your siblings perceive you.
Okay.
So let's say for example now you're the cool, calm, collected person.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
that's me,
that day you are boiling. Everybody will know that, oh,
yes.
The fire on the mountain,
yes.
This one, normal, you know they talk, this one way they talk. So it gets as person go past,
so,
say, oh,
so,
this person.
Sometimes, so self, you know, you might not even be boiling, but they might just do something and normally you will not get angry, but then you just find yourself getting
you guys,
angry.
You guys are deviating from the question, how do you control yourself when
so if you
things?
if you want to control that situation now,
mm-hmm.
I think what you have to do is, Be try to not react immediately.
Yeah.
They say there's something like being proactive, because that proactiveness means now you certainly already have some pattern in your head that, oh, when this happens, try not to just engage into like little talk, because those are the little things that increase the chances of, oh, you keep on arguing.
Yeah.
So someone has already offended you, or you've offended someone and going to turn into a very ugly situation, just find a way to like, oh, I don't want to do this right now. Maybe when mommy is around, maybe when daddy is around. I think those are like, I don't know.
Well, like, you know, like for your sibling, it's easier to walk away from a disagreement with someone who is not related to you.
Yeah.
But for your sibling, like, they keep bringing it.
Yeah, I was going to say something like that, because it's like most times, even when you're trying to control,
yeah, even when you're
yourself,
trying to control yourself,
like, they're still pushing you, and yeah, like, you cannot just we cannot lie. There are situations where we cannot control ourselves.
Yeah,
sure, and then,
definitely.
But like Uche said, sometimes you can just walk away, or like,
I really think that's the best way to handle it, because
yeah,
if you want to say you want to control in this context, not like actually holding that person and saying, oh, do this or do that, it won't work.
Because
these
if I'm actually being honest, disagreement with friends is different from disagreements with siblings.
Yeah. Definitely.
Like, you can control a disagreement with your friend by, like, not agreeing to see the person,
yes,
or not even trying to engage
reply,
with
yes,
the person.
Yes.
But when it comes to your sibling, there's no control. Like,
because, like
you
said earlier, now see finish. You don't see me finish.
Yeah.
You just
if
yeah,
you
yeah,
push
yeah,
me, I will push you.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, that's still under the same roof. And
yeah.
Yeah. So, I feel you.
Right, that's fine. So how do you calm a sibling after a fight?
Food.
So now food be your own mumu body.
Not my mumu body.
But only if like it's food, because I know that
it's not for food.
Me. I won't say it's bad. Let me just say something. Now that, let me use the word wiser. Like, we're all grey, yeah.
Yeah.
I think best way, what I expect from my siblings when we have a disagreement is, if you know you're wrong, like, come and apologize. I will feel better when you apologize instead of just coming and just half-a me. Like, just
okay,
but
like,
you, would you do that? It's different when you expect somebody to do something and
it might take a while, but I will. But I will not just come to the person and just be like, you know, there are some things that you do that after a while, if you think about it, you feel very remorseful.
Yeah.
Like, you go, don't know, say, nah, me fuck up. So let me just go and apologize, or like just talk to this person and sort. But I feel like an apology is like the best way to, like, no matter who it is, you cannot bribe anybody with anything. You definitely have to apologize if you do something wrong. That would like smoothen the person's heart, or like the whole process of the person forgiving you and all
so
of
like,
that.
So, like, what if you have a sibling who doesn't think whatever they did was wrong? How do you handle that kind of situation?
This is the question you just asked now.
Mm-hmm.
I would not lie to you, but most of the time, I try to be like on the right side of history, or let me say I'm like, okay, I'm not the one causing trouble.
Yeah.
So I don't know how. I cannot really relate and say, okay, this is what to do. But what I try to do, I think where problems happen more with siblings is, you have one person that's always antagonizing, that always trying to like bring up something, find something to, you know, talk. And I'm not that kind of person, so most of the time I don't find myself in that kind of situation. So I don't know, maybe someone else has.
What did you say?
What was the
question?
When you have a sibling that doesn't think that what they did was wrong,
and that person is mumu now.
Now you say we got plenty mumu for you,
especially you.
Like,
because like, I feel like if you do something to somebody, your mind will even judge you. You know that, okay, this thing I did,
you know, like,
was
definitely
wrong.
Your mind will judge you,
this
but
thing
like,
I did
you
was
feel
wrong.
Like you don't need to apologize to the person. Do you get? You don't need to apologize because they are your sibling. You guys will still find a way around.
Yeah, to come back to
you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There's no point
okay.
to
apologize.
So you guys
apologize.
You apologize.
The truth is, you should apologize.
You apologize.
The truth is, you should actually
apologize.
Don't go
only
with
right.
Don't go with the idea that, oh, I didn't need to apologize. Now, when I mess up with my younger ones, or maybe I do something they don't really like, and wisdom is like, my pressure, that thing did not make sense. I might not admit it there on the spot, but after a while, there's a way that would be now be
yeah.
Like, oh, then I will now go and say, but now you cause I'm not. they are dancing over us. I will just try to like split the blame. There's this blame splitting thing I will do. I think I've done that one time with Joshua.
What I actually try to do is like when I upset like Joshua, let me use Joshua. When I upset him and he tells me that what I did was wrong, I try to put myself in his shoes, how he would feel if I was him and he was me, you get. And I normally apologize to him, so yeah, that's how it is for me.
Okay, I feel like for me, Va, the one time, okay, it's not even one time, it's like plenty times, is when you realize that okay, this person is actually right and like what you've done is like wrong. Mostly I try to explain myself so that the person understands where I'm coming from, and like I feel like if I do that, it's easier for the person to be like okay maybe even me too, what I did was wrong, and then when I be like no vex, that kind of thing, it's not what I meant, and all of that. So yeah.
Okay guys, so what's the pettiest thing you and your siblings have fought over?
There are plenty. I'm trying to remember.
I remember one that you did to me. But let's not.
Me.
let's not go there. What's the petty? It's plenty.
Mention now.
It's plenty.
I think me and Joshua fought over a pillow or something like that. I think what happened was. And I don't know what happened to the other pillow. And he said he wanted to. I was like, I want to use the pillow.
I'm your elder brother.
So you can't say you want to use the pillow. And he was like, it was adamant that he wanted to. I was like, Omo, boss, I want to use the pillow. You can't collect the pillow from me. And it resulted to a fight.
Mm-hmm.
After a pillow fight, we exchanged some punches, and I dealt with him. So.
Wow, that's but crazy.
Like, yeah, true. I think that was like
that was crazy. Crazy. How about you, Uche?
there are a lot of petty, like in fact, very petty things.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me go back. I think the last time I beat my brother. Last time we fought, I won't even call it a fight because I always beat. I go beat you. And what happened was that he was always calling me by my name, like my name, precious, and it sounded disrespectful. And maybe because of where I grew up, but even if it was like a day difference between siblings, you say brother, in your brother you say egbomi. Add brother or a mom or auntie, and my brother was calling me precious. We all said, I'm just a precious. Say precious, I'm going. I was so angry, and I go, man. I told mom, see, mom was like, I should give them time. One day, there was no time again. I just said, I said, favor, go and do this, and that. And then I precious me, I'm not going.
He even said he's not going. Wow.
So, already, that was reason for me to just, I did Mortal Kombat on it very fast. I will not lie to you. At the end of the day, he was even trying to like put up a fight or something. I will not let it turn to a fight. I legit took like belt and I beat him. I beat him scatter.
For guys, and, I think the way to handle it is to beat the person.
No, you cannot avoid it. But you cannot avoid it because guys, when we're growing up, we want to that.
Yeah,
you
know, sure.
Your blood, your heart, your hair, but as you tend to grow,
and the younger one always try to feel like he can do something.
Yeah, so. The truth is, as you tend to grow, that you realize that most of those things are not really necessary.
Yeah.
Just maturity that comes with mind. I think that's one thing that ladies get from their baby from 10 to 15.
Yeah.
You start to girls are older than you know.
Mm-hmm.
But for guys, we have to like maybe have seen a little bit of life or something, and then like, oh, I understand why my brother was doing like this. Oh, now I get it now. So for me, that was what just happened, just because he didn't call me brother, and now I don't even need that like.
About you, lady boss?
I'm thinking, I don't know if I should say the most recent one because that won't pay me.
Should I say my own first?
Say your own first.
So for me and my younger brother, normally I'm a very very free sibling, like a very very good elder sister, you know, I know it's so carry on for it, but yes,
Joshua.
So yes, we were playing, because normally we used to do this play, we'll be hitting each other, just like,
okay. Oh my god, it was so
I literally play like a child with him.
It was so funny.
So we're just playing. I don't know, all of a sudden, I don't know what he did to me. I just got angry. I told him to, okay, he was hitting me. He now wiped me with hanger, I think, Abby called. He wiped me with hanger. I was like, Jesus. It was so hard. It was so painful. I was like, why did you wipe me with hanger? Like, I got so mad. I was like, why did you have me? Before you know it, I don't know. I started slapping. He was like, slap me now, slap me now. And then he slapped, I slapped him. Then he was not crying. Even myself, I was crying. Because I was really mad.
I remember.
Yes, he was crying. He was like, no, he slapped me. Because myself, I was feeling bad. Because I know that.
You know. It was like, Dusha can blackmail someone emotionally. That guy is good at that.
When he does something
and you hit him or something, he will start crying. And you will now feel bad. And you have to apologize to him.
Every family member does that.
I don't do
funny
that.
Enough,
I don't
he knew that he was wrong. Later that day, me and him, he just came to me, he was like, kid, give me touch. From there, me and him just started talking. I was like,
that's serious for you now.
Lady Boss, over to you.
Yo, let me say the most recent one.
Say, talk it.
I am a sister who fought over home. Carry me around. Oh my god. Oh my god. Like,
sister.
Oh my god. It was crazy because, like, normally it shouldn't cause an issue, yeah? But I think emotions were just high that day. And I was trying my possible best to be calm, but she was just shouting, and I was just like, nah,
bro. The sister told me, she confided in me, that earlier she was angry with her. So she now passed aggression over. Yes. So that's what the sister told me.
Oh my god. So I think that's like one of the most pettiest reasons we've ever fought about or ever had an argument about charge. So just carrying water, that was just it, and it did not make sense, but it caused an issue. So that's the problem, Jerry.
So you guys, what do you think parents should do when their children are fighting? What do you think your parents, do you think your parents should come in and be like, you should stop fighting, we didn't even listen? What do you think should happen?
I just think from the first child, wanting issues and then it's your role in the family, and also I think the last ones are going to understand that let me come last, so anything we will dish you will take, and whatever you get we will not cheat you, but whatever you get is, and you have to trust. So mumsy, popsy, they will do their best to, you know, show you that mom is subjective to dad. Dad makes most of the decisions. He tells you, do this, do that. So he instills that fear in us. So now the rule of the first child is to understand that, whenever mom is not around or dad is not around, I'm in charge. You take charge. You literally have to take charge. So you are forming that hierarchy, like, this is, I know it's not the army, but it's discipline. You are instilling that discipline that, whenever anybody is around, I'm taking charge. Okay, yes, close that door. You do this, do that. You're putting things, you're not controlling. You're not being controlling now. You can be so friendly with your siblings to the point that people see you outside and they're like, it doesn't change anything.
It's
just understanding between two of you that, this is my elder brother. If he says do this, or this is my elder sister, if she says do this, fine, do it. She won't lead you astray. I won't lead you astray. I have your best interest at that. You understand? So I think everybody should understand their role and be like, as someone following up the firstborn and second one, you know, your role is not to challenge them. If you think you can do a better job than them, I will tell you the truth. It's a lie. Because you won't know how difficult it is to handle things until you are there. Until when this person is not actually around, you're like, so now so this person may do this thing every time.
Yeah.
You think you know better than your parent until you start to actually take care of yourself and be like, so this is what these people go through before they give me this and that. So don't, when you see somebody in a leadership position, don't be the person that is always challenging, that is always, you know, attacking and saying, why are we not doing this? If possible, try to prefer a solution, try to help that person. You see that person will draw you closer and say, you're always helping me, you're always bringing with them. In fact, the person wants to make this, the person will go and say, what do you think about this? I think that's the best way to go about it.
So you think
in
know. So
for parents, their role is what we see from them, what we learn from them already is enough for us. If you really need the advice, I think you should go to them. Don't expect them to come to you to handle your own siblings. Don't. Especially if you are the first born, I'm attacking all first born.
Triple X.
Don't expect them to come to you and say, hey, this is how it should be. No, go to them and say, mommy, what do I do? Daddy, what do I do? Sometimes they'll say, come and report to me. That come and report to me. They're not saying, come and do counseling meeting. When your common sense should tell you that, when you're having these challenges, come and meet me. Come and talk to me. So that's just the truth.
Chris.
I didn't realize all of this earlier. So then I was having friction, fight with my brother. I was saying, why is he always me? I'm telling you, this is my cross. I've carried it. I'm carrying it still. But now I'm physically not with my brothers, but I can tell them do this, do that. And there's this understanding that, okay, I'm not around now. So you are in charge. I left you in charge. You are the one taking charge of the house. Nothing goes on, nothing happens without your own permission. And everybody's in line, there's an alignment. And that, I think that's the family for you. You know, this is daddy, this is mommy. It's an organogram. So that's just it.
Creativist Uche studied Harvard.
So I'm just going to add like a few things to what he has said. What should parents do when siblings fight? Okay. I'm just going to be real here. Like, a lot of times, most firstborns are not very expressive, if I'm being honest. If we're all being honest. Most of us do not know how to, like, okay, show our emotions or, like, speak up, because I don't know. It's just a thing with, I don't, being a leader.
I really don't agree with that. I think it comes with your own personality.
Yes, it comes with you. You can't say
it doesn't necessarily need to be the firstborn.
Like, yeah. From what I've seen, like most
majority of what you've seen,
like we're not really
for yourself. I know that the only thing that you would experience more is
what I'm saying is
you realize I don't know a lot of things as a firstborn.
Like when you're growing, you start becoming like expressive about like how you feel or like what you want to do, but like in those like early stages, it's like hard for you to like navigate. Navigate, but like when you start getting older, you like start becoming more expressive and like putting how you feel out there.
I totally understand that, but it has nothing to do with your position or your role. I cannot say because I'm the wife now, that's why I'm not very decisive. That's why I don't know how to. Don't have anything, just your personality, your own character that has been formed right from, so you just you understanding your own self and knowing how to relate to your siblings. I think that's just it. But once you realize more as a first child, you go through the fire. In fact, the parts that mom and dad have not flied through, now you they go first push, go there. You go through it and then you come back. You have to come back with good testimony, or you at least let us just see results. Then every other person will know how to dodge once they are passing that same route. So you would test a lot of waters. Like you just have to just some say blindly, you're entering it. Nobody is advising you, nobody's telling you.
So like the period where you cannot actually express yourself, because now it's in there, puts you through, you go actually do. It's later you start to find yourself. That's just the truth.
Well, that's the truth.
Like that's part I'm coming from. But like now, talking about like parents. Imputing siblings fight and all of that here. Parents should never take sides. Actually, parents should never take sides, because it just gives off the wrong impression. I mean, it's okay to say like you can always call like one person aside or like the other person aside and be like okay, what you did was wrong, or the way you went about this was bad, but in their presence don't ever take sides, because it's not healthy for the other person that you're probably not
okay, so
supposed
to. So basically we're saying our parents should not come in, because there's no how a parent will come in and not say, oh, you did this wrong.
No, that's not what we're saying.
The thing is, you cannot remove parental impute from.
Yes.
Can't take it out no matter what. Imagine.
Like what I'm saying is that, in maybe, the presence of the two of them, yeah, don't now show that okay, this okay, other person is
it
like.
Is, it is really very, it is hard, very highly impossible, because imagine, yeah, you're the first child.
Actually,
you're the first child. Maybe you and your last born get into a misunderstanding,
mm-hmm,
and the mom comes in and she's like, "You're the first child." She will tell you straight
she
up. She will tell you you're not supposed
because
to be
you're not
the first
anything
child.
That is not favor. That is not her being partial.
Okay, okay.
It gives, it gives off, like, for some people, it's like she's taking the side of the last one. Even if the side one is wrong, she'll be like, "Oh, you're the first child. You don't need to be doing this kind of thing. You don't need
even
to be talking.
The last
you don't need to be
wrong,
arguing with him or saying or exchanging words. Even though the last one was wrong, that gives off the wrong impression to you. Maybe she's siding him or something like that. That causes trouble between siblings. You get?
Yes, yes.
So you can never take out the impulse from parents. I don't think
of picking sides.
I don't think it's possible.
No, I don't think it's possible.
The earlier you come to terms with, except maybe this, yes, for some very few people it might be different, but for last month, I think parents will always jump they see the
okay
need.
Oh yeah, let's remove last month from the picture.
Okay,
let's say your first born and your second born, you
as long as you are the first
as
and
long,
there's somebody under
like,
you,
yes,
it will happen.
Straight
one thing you need to, you will embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, the very first time you won't understand what's going on until it has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you don't even fight in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You find after the fight, you find the reason to yourself. Is it that I'm a wicked person or what? Like you start to reason within yourself that why are we even fighting? And then what did I even do? Have I been unfair to you or something? I think that happens generally. But the truth is, it will happen before you realize it. Then, but when it's happening consistently, you have to question yourself.
It's
no longer a matter of any person disrespecting me now. It's a matter of how am I carrying myself and this person
seeing me.
Yes. Do you understand? So it's how you've been carrying yourself. And it's not a matter of let me show that.
Especially
in your house, you cannot form that. You cannot form in your house. That's the truth.
Yeah.
If you like, you do this. They go for inside house, they go open your ass like this. Everybody will talk, you go laugh. But the truth is, just know that if you carry yourself so well, your siblings will want to emulate. In fact, you get to a point that because of you are dressing like this, or because you are doing this, they would want to behave.
My dear, even if you carry your safe way, they will still find a way to insult.
When you're not carrying your safe way, bro.
Okay, so
you're not carrying your safe way.
See, no matter how much you carry yourself, but yes, there are good things that they will emulate from you, but
yes,
you cannot take out that part where
Bessie
go just unnecessary.
No, with your siblings, you're very vulnerable.
Sometimes
with your siblings, you're very vulnerable.
So
it's only normal. It's only normal. Like Uche said, you can't form in your house. You can't form with your siblings.
It won't even feel right if your siblings don't
relate
to
you. Yeah,
it won't make sense.
Even yourself, you go there.
Am I?
Why my siblings not even?
That was different.
Yeah. So normally.
Parents don't ever pick sides.
We have come to the conclusion that parents should not pick sides.
Yes, now parents should not pick sides now. If this person is wrong,
okay, so they should keep quiet. People should be breaking each other's head. They will just sit down and be looking at people.
No, that's not what we're saying now.
No, me, I'm,
but that,
I'm
that was
trying
not,
to understand.
That was not the question.
The
question
was
should parents put input?
What should parents do when siblings?
Parents will not just sit back and watch you.
Exactly.
They will just sit back and watch you people.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm still saying it again. This is not if I between you, your active parent that is there,
mm-hmm,
and your sibling. No, it is between you and your
sibling. Mm-hmm.
That is where the first issue is coming from. The first time, let's agree that the first time now you didn't know what was going on, but once it's happening consistently. And your parents, and they will tell you it is a you problem already. It is a you, especially for the older sibling among. It is a you problem. So the parents
ingredient.
The truth they will tell you. What they will do is, if you don't want to listen to them, they will tell you what they want you to do in their house.
Mm.
They are very quick to tell you that.
Yes.
They will always remind you immediately. You are living under their roof. It's what they tell you.
Oh yeah, everybody, keep quiet.
They tell you. See, I'm telling you, the leverage that we have now is because we've grown a little bit.
Yeah.
When I was younger, they know, but if my papa say he doesn't want to hear anything, and if you talk, I'm telling you, it will provoke him. It will provoke him. I'm telling you, it, like, no be past question matter. He just immediately there and there will follow you up. So but for now I think now we believe that we are older and we can also, you know, we have our own say, allow us
okay,
to decide.
But I think I've not still understood what you guys are saying. So parents should not do anything. Okay.
They should impute when like it is becoming
when it's becoming
yes,
yes.
Okay. Once it's consistent.
Okay. But never pick a side in the presence of two of them when they're like in a heated.
Yeah, that, I just explained
exactly
now that they don't really
so,
take sides. If whether you like it or not, if you like it, there's no way I will make a decision now as maybe as a father or a mother. You would probably think I'm trying to do one or two things.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
You would definitely think, mm-hmm. especially I will tell you, especially when it's number one and number two in the house, number one, number two child. You immediately think that, oh, they are out to protect the number two, or they are out to protect the number two.
It's
feeling,
not,
oh,
it's
so
not
they don't love
always
me.
Like that.
It's only vice versa. That if mom is saying something or pop is saying something, you immediately say, oh, because your favorite child
yes,
now, or
yes.
because you don't love me enough.
Yes.
That is the human nature. Oh, you should actually protect me. But the truth is, once it's becoming consistent, it is no longer, it is not, they will not see, they will tell you what they want you to do in their house. If they are not around, you cannot be doing that in their presence. Do you understand? Two of you cannot be doing. If one person cannot take ownership of that situation and say, okay, let us even stop this nonsense, I don't want to do this again. You understand? They will tell you what they want you to
just,
do in their house.
Just to add to what Uche said, parents don't need to do anything if the matter or the situation is well handled by the person.
Yeah, true. It actually all boils down to how you and your sister handle your issue.
Sharp. So yeah, that's basically it.
Okay, so
not good the fight where your parents could come they add mouth. It's not a good thing.
Yeah. We are talking about some parents who
they will add
hard, they fight.
They will add
hard. They will wait, they will fight finish. My mom will put scale like this. When I find a fight finish, the next thing you see is
go
King
collect.
Will just scatter the head. I'm telling you, and that's how it happens. So.
Alright guys,
it's an interesting
being
an African
actually, so much drama.
Okay
guys, so how do you deal with an argumentative sibling?
Don't argue. That's what I'm gonna say.
How do you deal with
an argumentative sibling? Don't argue.
Silence is best answer for you.
So sometimes they <didn't> move. But like if somebody's argumentative, oh god, I feel attacked. I feel very much attacked.
I see it as a challenge, but actually. I am very, very intrigued when I see someone that can, you know, talk for long with me and say, ah, nice one, we die here.
I see. And then, but sometimes you just want to drag it just so that you can see how far it goes.
Like,
but then
you know,
at the same time, don't involve yourself in all of
no,
that.
No, some this disagreement, you know, it's in your house you first experience the first disagreement where everybody is not agreeing to what you are saying.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even if outside everybody is just at home, you know how to. That's where your personality, your character, your traits are from. That's where everybody is like, oh, anytime you say small something like this on non-verse, or the person that when you, even after fight, now that person will come back on me to say, oh yeah, sorry. Now the person, there's always one person in the house that's always trying to make everybody laugh. There's one person in the house that
is
always
trying
to be
funny.
Yes, yes. There's somebody that can, whatever the case might be,
yes.
that person is very neutral. Like tries to be very neutral at all point. There's only that one person in the house. Then there's still that person in the house that takes things too deep in the house. So
this podcast is for you.
This podcast is for you.
Okay, so when you look at it like that, you know yourself. You just understand that this is your family. You cannot, you see, you know if you change them. But in the house there, you can learn and unlearn. That's the truth. And it's a safe place.
I'm a very sweet person. Not the straight bullets, I got shouted olive. Well, in case
the olive,
I'm believing herself. That it is not me.
The olive, exactly.
Because
the
me, I'm herself. A very sweet person. Disclaimer. But if your name is Olive from the outside and we don't know you, and you're like, take note.
So really, take note. It's very important.
Very important.
Take note. The family, your family is the safest place for you to just, you know, practice healthy interactions.
Yes.
Very healthy interaction. So always take. In fact, I see if I go to a house at night, I see like siblings, everybody's one person in one corner, this person in one corner, I feel very out of place. Like, yeah. I don't know. It doesn't feel like a family.
Yeah, because you cannot come and now be talking to only one person. Then the other when all of you are supposed to be.
Yes, cool. Like.
But because this person already has beef with this person, you don't even know how to approach.
Exactly,
the other
exactly. So the atmosphere in the house, you can tell when it's
experienced. I'm mama.
People should forget that
you know you can. You know you can. Have you ever gone to like your friend's house and then the atmosphere is very tense?
I'll come back later.
You won't be comfortable. Yes, you won't be comfortable. Or you did there now, your friend and your brother they fight or and then the mama calls you, oh yeah, me not going down. Oh yeah, me not going down.
I will just carry my slippers, dust them.
You will see you later.
who do you think they will say is advising that friend?
You nah.
Yeah.
So, you come
have you ever like been to a house where maybe something happens between the siblings and I talk to your friend?
My mama they do that thing where my mama go tell my guy.
You don't even know where to start from.
She can. I think when she was trying to tell my friend, she was trying to make us stop keeping dirty clothes. My mother has the policy of you must wash every day. You wear this shirt now. The next morning you are washing. And I'm like, mom, you're wasting soap, water. Now we fed this water. She said, no, that has to be clean. You not to be Jesus. My friend came with me on a Sunday, mistakenly to the house. I just want to stay for a while. I was heading somewhere, but it was not time and traffic. My mom just go carry dirty boxer from where I keep up. Because I the only idea she go carry up. Papa, see what your friend eat. I went to bring it out now so you will see it. Mom, why are you showing my friend my dirty boxer? Just do you understand?
Yeah.
Guy. So see family, you just be ready for embarrassment at any time because I don't take it personal.
Yes, that's yes. Something yes.
Don't take it personal.
I'll ever take it personal. Oh, if not, you go they get heart attack every time, every
you
day.
They took you.
Every
PTSD
day.
PTSD go
more. Yes. So
well. We don't take it personal.
No, you better just you have somebody to sign.
No, just yeah.
I hope you're listening. No.
So, would you guys change anything about your siblings?
Yeah, actually, I would.
I'd say that was no.
Plenty.
Maybe like 28 years time,
we'll think about it.
Shade strewn. But don't worry.
No, like, I have a sibling, like, I need to, like, her teeth, I need to change it.
Then you call discipline. Confided in me that they call the person Suarez.
Okay.
Oh my god. Maybe I will just release the picture of the scene.
You guys see.
Cause
almost massive.
Y'all are the worst.
Deep down, I love my siblings.
Yeah.
I won't show them.
No, but for real, my happiest moments are actually with my siblings.
Of course.
To be honest,
of course.
With my family. There's not like family actually. There's, yeah.
I feel very bad for
no matter like, how much
even in my small comedy career that I'm trying to start learning, my family they've been very supportive.
You know,
they always laugh.
Me, some people know they support me, but we're gonna push out small.
50 years from now.
No, Asha, siblings are good.
So you don't love your siblings?
No,
siblings,
say
you
it.
Say they don't love
say
you.
Say it.
Then they're gonna go on a short break and fight this girl.
Then they're alright. No, actually, I love my siblings.
Especially my brother. Like, I don't know. Like,
I love my brother. I love my sister. Like, God, they've done a lot for me, Shao.
For those of us that a friend confided in me also too. He lost his sister. He also told me how he wished that, you know,
he had
a sister because then we have to relate. But, you know, I'm just telling my guy.
You guys, this is a very sad moment.
I feel like we've been very
interested
in this podcast. We've called names and we've said like,
sorry, these people are fictional.
Everything. But like, actually, having siblings is amazing.
Yeah,
it's good. Apart from this, even the quarrels is like they are part of what makes
you're
it
learning,
interesting.
Yeah.
Whatever the case might be, even when you do anyhow.
Collect. Normally.
Even if you're senior, give up.
Messi go collect.
If you're senior, don't
know the disrespect.
And
you're
senior, if you collect, go report. They don't beat you.
Okay,
I'll
guys.
Give you black eye.
So we all know the discussion today is simply disagreement, and we can't just end without mentioning how we can actually stop this argument. So I would love for my guests to like mention four ways we can actually stop this argument.
Exam be this.
Na exam question and answer. Oh yeah.
Okay.
You go get baby.
Let me. Four ways to stop.
Is there really a way to
actually,
stop?
Actually, there is.
They are.
I feel like with your siblings, but you know them to a certain point.
Yeah.
So when you see that this person is already angry, or like this person's temperament. I say temperament. Ah, God.
Oh, English now, young man.
Jesus. You know, when the person mood don't change, like. I feel like you should try to avoid things that will make the person angry. We all know what we are doing. We all know the people we live with. You shall know that if you do this to this person, as this person is in this, like, as this person is like this or in this particular mood, like, if you do something like this to make the person angry. So, like, all those things that will make them angry when they are not, like, in a good mood, try to avoid doing all of those things.
Okay.
Number one, the major thing is,
show love, regardless of what. See, just be kind to your sibling. You cannot be bossy, yeah. Always, you know, on guard with them, and you expect them to now be showing you love. It's as easy as saying everything that your sibling know. Me, I'm sorry, I'm always talking from like a first-born perspective. I always carry on for it, me and all that. But the truth is, majority of things they know. They're not learning from mommy. They're not learning from daddy. They're learning from you. They are learning from you. If they can't learn from you, because you made it hard for them to learn from you, you push them away so far. In fact, you put a bridge that if they want to cross, they would rather go outside to go and talk to somebody else, or they would rather talk to a friend that will wrongly, or you don't know if the person didn't go or, you know. So be kind to them. Always make it easy for them to, like, just, you know, pull up on you and be like, I'm gonna see you guys, see what in this up.
Yeah.
Like, give them that environment. Create that, be that, you know.
Yes.
Be that one person.
Don't only
that...
be a sibling, be a friend.
Exactly. Yeah. Like,
I think that's one thing me and my siblings are. We are friends,
yes,
apart from business.
Yes,
like, we are.
It's very, very, very important, because plenty things. Now, the person we don't
shout
see like
out
past.
To the firstborn.
A bed,
no, she
spoke
did
to
a
my
very,
ear,
she did a
that.
Very good job.
Our siblings are rejoicing out there.
I feel like for siblings, but just treat your siblings how you want to be treated.
If you don't want someone disrespecting you, don't disrespect them. Treat them with kindness. If you have money, give us money. My siblings know they can testify. I hope my siblings are hearing this. Give me money. You have money. It's not the one that will ask you for money. Give us money.
At this point, anybody that is denying their position, I hear you go do. But
give us money.
See, you only get what you give. That's the truth. So if you are getting, you know, confrontations every time, it's probably because
your confrontation.
Yes. It's, and most times it might not even be towards them. It might be maybe towards, you know, mommy and daddy.
Yeah.
Maybe if you are the type that your siblings are always watching you. You are challenging your mommy, you are challenging your daddy, or you always have a problem with them sending you a message. In quote, you might
receive it.
Sometimes.
You will realize that if mommy pops it, they cannot send you a message. Even you,
you
can't send
anybody.
A message.
Yes.
Because
sure.
Everybody now
yeah.
got.
Yes.
So
yes.
Give what you want to get.
Yes.
Give that love, give that kindness, you know, give them that care. Attention. Mm. Attention is very important. So, and pay attention to them.
Yes.
Because you don't know what and who they are relating with. Try
yes.
to be friends with their friends.
Yes.
So that you
that's
know.
That's very important.
Try to be friends with their friends. Don't let anybody come, you know, influence your own
sibling.
Try to be friends with their friends. if you have, and also don't take them for granted.
Yeah.
So this goes for everybody from first to last. But
yes.
If your first born give you that environment to, you know, be with them, chill with them. Talk with them. Don't take them for granted. Don't now see them finish. If the same thing, if you are giving your last one that this thing, you know, don't just say, "Are you not my last one? Yeah, get out of here and be rude." No.
Yeah.
No. Encourage them.
I think so far the four things we've said is okay. Love and then money.
money is key.
Money stops nonsense.
Yes,
so
alright. Also be be aware of like their temperament at like different times.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
And then the fourth one was
treat them how you want to be treated.
Yes, treat them how you want to be treated, guys.
So yeah, basically that's
okay, guys. So you guys have heard it from my amazing guest. I love you guys so much. Thank you guys for doing this.
We love you small. We love you a little bit.
I hope this helps siblings out there. We hope you guys enjoy this podcast. Thank you guys very much. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Peace out.
See you guys some other time.
See you.